I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Three citizens in Turkey were arrested this week for insulting Turkish President Erdogan on social media. We've talked about how, between Turkey's ongoing purge and the Muslim-majority population, Christians are often caught in the middle. Christian Aid Mission Steve Van Valkenburg says Christian kids are also targeted.
The schools are becoming more and more indoctrination centers for Islam. I know one Christian in Turkey said his third-grade boy came home and said, "Why do we have to be Christians?" Because at school, he's always signaled out. He's the only Christian in the class, and the teacher always just signals him out and say, "Hey, you're the Christian, something wrong with you," and it's sort of okay for the kids to pound him and beat him up.
Would you join us in praying that these kids' faith would be strengthened? And you like yours bold and black, I like mine flavored and a nice shade of beige. We're talking about how you take your coffee. Coffee is the second largest industry in the world behind petroleum, so just think about how much financial energy is mustered by this product. One day, businessman Jeff Buckman started wondering about that very idea.
We just wanted to be able to harness coffee and put the profits to work for the gospel.
And now you can. Buckman created CoffeeHelpingTWR.com to do just that. And his business supports the .com so that 100% of the coffee profits go to the missionaries of Transworld Radio.
The more funds that they can have for projects and the more funds that they can have to be able to put into ministry, then we see that translating into people coming to know the Lord.
The links to both of these stories can be found at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.